I mentioned a couple of Warwick Farm trainers have been in a meeting with the ATC, but Matt Smith is joining us now. Morning to you, Matt.
Morning, Andrew.
Thanks for taking our call, mate. You tossed it around with Far Away Town, but you've decided to go to Kembla today. How do you see it on this rain-affected track?
Look, she's in good shape, and she'll handle the ground all right. I can't fault her work. She's, you know, she's as good as what she was last start, and it'll just sort of be, I suppose, how the pattern of racing develops on the day.
The pattern's the key. Rain-affected form is pretty good, though. Is that something, obviously, you know, Rose Hill would have been the same tomorrow, but is that something you're mindful of that she can cope with it?
Yeah, definitely. Big advantage to be able to handle the wet, for sure. Just a little bit better draw there, down there today, and looks to be good, you know, a bit of genuine speed in the race as well. So we sort of thought that might be the best way to go.
The form around Invincible Gem, which Far Away Town finished close to the other day, it seems to be holding up really well.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's good form line. I think it will hold up well. Invincible Gem's obviously a very good filly, and Far Away Town's pretty good too. And she's been beaten a few times, you know, due to her getting back a little bit in her races, which is her pattern. So, you know, we just got to hope that there's enough genuine speed in the race for her today.
That's what you need, and I guess you rely on the talents of Corey Brown to lob where you can be from barrier nine.
Yeah, exactly. We just hope she can be a little bit closer today. Be a big help for everyone, but she's going well, and I can't fault her, and I'm sure she'll be right in the finish.
She deserves it. She's always around the mark. She's so honest. What about this debuting four-year-old Kenning Hall today? It's had four trials off a very long time. The first of the trials were back in February of 2015. Has he always been with you, Matt?
No, he hasn't. James Cummings had him originally, and a client of mine, I think, bought him out of a sale, and they just had him in the paddock there for a year or so. They weren't doing anything with him, and then they got him going and sent him down to me. And look, he's fairly one-paced. It'll be a bit short for him today. He'll want a bit further than this.
Okay, so experience to come there. You've also got, I'm looking at my list here, you've got a couple in tomorrow. It's a busy time for the stable. You're up and about.
That's good, yeah. No, we've got a few runners at the moment. Had a couple of nice two-year-olds run at Warwick Farm during the week, and we've got Palazzo Publico in on Saturday. I'm just hoping the track will dry out a little bit for her. She's definitely not as good on rain-affected ground, so we'll just have to wait and see how that plays out tomorrow.
Okay, we'll wait and see. If it stays sort of heavy eight, soft seven, you might think about saving?
Yeah, I think we'll wait if it stays in that range.
Yeah, okay. All right, mate. Well, safe travels down there with Far Away Town. I know, you know, we follow it all the way, and the horses, she's so honest and tries her heart out. I hope she can handle the wet and just gets the right run today, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. You know, she's a super filly for our stable. We only have small numbers of horses, and she's a really nice filly to have in the yard, and hopefully she'll knock off a big one in the next couple of runs.
Let's hope so. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Matt, and thanks for letting us come to you after that meeting.
Thanks, Andrew. Anytime.